Guess what decision we're about to make.
Horrible decision.
Hey, guys. Again, guys, this is your girl, Mandy B. Welcome to another episode.
What do you mean, again?
What? What do you mean, again?
Again, guys.
Because it's every motherfucking week. These hoes listening to us. So, again, what it do for the next week? You know what I mean?
Let me try. Let me try to do it.
Try to do what?
Hey, y'all. It's your girl, Mandy B, a.k.a. Fulker Pros, a.k.a. That bitch.
I don't. That's not how I do it.
Paint the Stallion, a.k.a. Wife the fuck up and in love, but loke. Like
I am
love.
Not in. Don't say the L word, bro. I ain't say the L word yet.
You haven't
you
said it
You can't say the L
him.
Word if I don't say the L
You've
word.
You've literally said it to the hundreds of thousands of people that watch to the show.
I like him a lot.
By saying it, I mean you'd show it and display it with your auctions.
My auctions?
Yeah.
I'm not auctioning shit, so actually, that is not the case.
Well, welcome to the show,
welcome
guys.
Welcome to the show. If y'all ain't listened to us before, this is your first time. Welcome on the YouTube. Welcome on whatever app you listening to us.
We changed our outfits just for you guys.
You know, well,
nah, but we are really glad that you have come back to join us for another week in quarantine.
You know what I mean? It's funny because someone wrote me recently because I think that they were listening to one of the old episodes and we were, I guess, talking about what horrible decisions would look like when we were in our 30s or when we both had boyfriends. And here we are.
Still sluts.
I mean, I do. I be getting
slutted
out.
To the core.
I literally be telling my nigga like... You like how I'm your slut, right? I'm your favorite slut.
Yeah,
slut
you
me
like
out.
That? Slut me out. What a great song.
What?
Slut me out.
That's definitely slut a song, right?
I don't
it
know.
Gotta be, I'm sure. The way the rap girls are now.
Slut me out. Fly me out. Pipe me up.
You couldn't come up with one more
pipe
thing
up.
To say.
Pipe it up. Oh, sorry, that's already a song.
See, here we go.
I'm walking the club to pipe it up. I got hype.
I do love that song. That used to be my... No.
Damn, you... remember going to the club, bitch?
No, but you want...
You remember what that was like?
I ain't gonna lie. I ain't even gonna hold you. Even with, like, you know, we did the Mexico, whatever, and I felt like the club was dinner. I feel like going out is now eating and hoping we can get drunk. It's just, it's so bad. I did say I was too old. I was like, man, I don't even be in the club like that. I go to like event only, invite only type of events. Them shit's not even happening no more.
Well.
You got something to say?
You have to make some Caucasian friends because...
Oh, yeah, nah.
They are, but let me tell you, bitch.
Yeah, but
I got
ones...
invited to a COVID-negative party. And
bruh, get the fuck out of here.
I'm serious. And you have to... They send you places around to get that week results. So just to let you guys know, we shared it on our Patreon a few weeks ago, but... If you look up free COVID test NYC, you roll up. All you need is your ID. It's completely free. They just ask you if you have symptoms. You do it yourself. You don't go past the nose bridge. It's right in the nostrils. And basically, sorry, you just circle it around like 10 times and you don't go up to the brain. You don't go past here, like ever.
Miss the brain.
No, and you don't do it, like, they don't do it for you. So then you take it with the Q-tip, you put it in a little thing, and I got my results in less than 2 days. So... The COVID negative party, you have to have negative results within 5 days and you have to show it at the door.
Okay.
Now, granted, people could lie and cheat.
I was about to say Photoshop, bitch.
But whatever, bitch. Like, at least they're trying. Did I show you the power plant party?
The what?
Oh, ma'am. This party was fucking crazy.
I know we said, y'all, that this was a black ass show.
I didn't go. I didn't go. You see this? Look how many people that is.
That's not, yeah, no. Nah.
This is at a power plant in Brooklyn. So after that happened, there was an email blast sent out that was like, hey, we're having a COVID negative party and you guys have to show up with the results.
Well, that's like Atlanta. Shout out to Dolo Dorsey. He be out here doing the whole, he's the one who booked us after our Atlanta show. But he's doing parking lot concerts.
Anything, bitch. I'm so
bitch.
Horny
would you
for
do,
a
would
party.
Would you do a live show?
I
in
would
a parking
do
lot?
Anything, bitch. Put yeah. me on top of the car. Ah! I used to do classic car show weekends. You know, bitches love a classic. I'm from the South.
I do like and classic weekend, bitch. Do you know, those, like, we really took so much for granted. There's so much that we can't do now. And I'm looking back and, like, just seeing all the things that we used to do that had to do with masses of people getting yeah. together. Like, I feel so bad for even people in school. Like,
dude, the
kids.
Culture
like,
of
shit.
New York has totally changed.
Oh,
82% of bars and venues are not open. Okay. Not to mention my favorite bar. Y'all know I love Max Fish. That shit is over. Like, that shit is 30 years and it's woman owned. She ain't black, but it's woman owned. But like, I just cannot believe all these places I love are gone. And like,
oh, wait, Max Fish is not opening back up?
No. I mean, they're going to probably try to open at another address, but not at 120 Orchard. I believe that was the address for Max Fish. So it's very sad. I mean, Max Fish may single-handedly be the reason I moved to the Lower East Side.
I mean, a lot of things are not making it out of the pandemic.
I mean, a lot of our favorite restaurants or places, we've got to support things as much as we can. I'm going to shout something out. I haven't been wanting to shout this place out because I feel like I'm going to make it hot, but it deserves to be hot. This is a Black-owned bar in Brooklyn called Buttons World Famous.
Oh, you done said it a few times.
I said it on Patreon only, not on this show. But I want you guys to know that they do a really good job social distancing. They have a courtyard. The DJ bleeds out there. Like you can hear the sounds very well. And, I mean, it's fun as shit. I mean, you may not get in because they're really doing their best to social distance, but it's super fun. Tell Malik I sent you. Malik and Kareem. But anyway, I miss raging so much, dude. Like, honestly, I haven't done Molly in a minute. And by a minute, I mean like, no, two I days. Did do it in Mexico. But like, I want to get so fucked up, dog. Like, I'm not even playing. When the European borders open, I'm getting fucked up. I'm going to fucking Belgrade and partying hard. Like, if I die.
I'm an alcoholic, bitch. So, bitch, I've been drinking by 11:30 every morning.
Bitch, I'm telling you right now, and I used to be that bitch. Like, I'd go to the party and people be like, oh my God, you want to try this pill? And I'd be like, I don't know you, but okay. Now, oh my God. I would die for that. I would die for those moments. I look back and think how dumb I was. Take me back. I want to go to a party where people are sweating and I'm irritated. I want to go to a party where I'm ready to leave, but I'm really not ready to leave. I want to go to a party that I get so fucked up at that I never want to go back. I want to go to a party that is so suspect with the cups and how like they look dingy and dirty and the bartenders are just taking ice out of
all that shit.
I miss it so much. Oh my God. Please.
I don't know. It's weird because I just got into the festivals right before it ended.
I was just talking about festivals.
Party. Well, no, I mean, see, and I'm not big on partying. My thing is, and I'll tell you, I enjoy being able to just bar hop with my friends.
That's my favorite.
Asante, Latasha, last summer, we was motherfucking bar hopping. And I'm one of those people that like, we go from one and then I'm like, I'm not ready to go home yet. And it's 5 o'clock in the morning. And then we go and have fucking empanadas at the end of the night or pizza and bullshit. And I'm taking a Uber home and I know I gotta stay awake because of sex trafficking and I don't know what the Uber you gotta take me home.
Dude.
But that's what I miss.
The
I
bars miss being were out till 5 placed perfectly.
Bro, like the shit closed at 11 now.
Let me
New
tell
York.
You something.
What type of shit is that?
I'm so depressed. Like I had the best setup in the world. I really cannot believe how great my life was. Okay. I don't live there anymore, so it doesn't matter. I lived on Allen and Delancey, y'all, which means all of the bars I went to were right there. I would start at the Skinny, Iggy's, Local 92. Then I would go to Hair of the Dog, kind of white, but I would just pop in there. You know what I'm saying? Because I know I'm ending my night at Last Lap because it's black. Then I'd go to Max Fish, Basement Boys, and all that grungy music. If I go upstairs, they're playing like System of a Down, but downstairs they're playing like nigga shit. I loved it. It was like the perfect place for me. And then if you really wanted to get fucked up, I would go to Grand Street, Home Sweet Home. You go down, it's this basement. There's like a gallery on top, and it'd be like rave music. You know what I'm saying? But cool, like black people would go like the cool. What did they say that in Mean Girls?
What?
The cool black. What did she say?
No, they better have not said that, bitch. That was all white.
The black
movie.
Hotties. That was what it is. The black
oh
hotties.
Oh my God.
So the black people that go to this place would be like real like stush Brooklyn hotties and act like they wasn't about it, but they were fucking about it. And they was in that motherfucker. And when I wanted to really, really, really get lit, I'd be like, you know, let me just go over the bridge. Let me just go to Brooklyn, fuck it. And then I would go to Output and fucking dance my motherfucking ass off for kinfolk because I wanted to be around niggas. I cannot believe I moved to this city and that neighborhood for what's gone.
Oh,
it's different. Fucked.
It's different.
Up.
It's different.
It's so sad.
It's different.
I want all of it to come back. I miss the cubbyhole in the West Village. I miss it. I miss all of the gay things that I used to do. That's still gay in the West Village, you know what I mean? But like, now that it's cold, what are niggas gonna do?
I mean, everything's, it's opening back up. Like, inside dining is now a thing again. So we'll see what, I know it's like at 25% though.
I miss going out and like making niggas think that I was gonna talk to them. And like, every time they asked me if I had a man, I would start talking about something else. Like, I love
that. Well, I'm still mad that niggas are calling me beautiful with a fucking mask on.
Bitch, let me tell you something. I looked like
how do you know? But I am getting the compliments on my hair, which
I think niggas are looking at body and eyes. Know? This is why lashes and brows are very important.
No, lashes are so important.
This is why, like, you know how, like, when you look at women in hijabs, they always have bomb ass makeup? This is why. They've been going through the shit.
I ain't gonna hold you. It's weird though, because I'm noticing how attractive men's eyes are now. I was walking to the studio and bitch, I caught eyes with about two niggas. And I'm like, well, he is beautiful though, from like,
and then
the eyes
you
up.
Find out, you like, put that mask back on, baby. Yo, I really and truly just miss nightlife. And honestly, when this first started, you know, and this was in March. We went into quarantine on my birthday, March 17th. It was so depressing.
Bitch, we had to cancel the fucking Atlanta show.
Yo, speaking of...
Oh, y'all, just so y'all know, Weezy was still trying to give everybody COVID because she was like, we could have this show in Atlanta. Although the whole globe was shutting down, she was
and
like...
Look, Atlanta actually is open now. So the irony. But, you know, it was just such a milestone show for us, not to mention shout out to Siggy and the top tier group chat. They all planned an Airbnb together.
Yeah,
I was going to, let me tell y'all what I was going to do, patrons. I was coordinating with Siggy to have them come when we were like doing a sound check. Remember, we were going to get them cakes and shit for being top tier. And like,
it was going to be a nice little thing.
Since we don't have much of a catch up, should we tell them about the mic thing? Because I thought that was pretty funny.
No, we can say that for Patreon. Right. I didn't think it was that funny.
It was funny, bitch.
I don't think it was that funny.
Because when I thought back on how I said it to you.
Oh, bitch, I was ready to fight you.
I didn't know that you thought that.
Bitch, what?
I don't think you know about the shit.
I don't think you even know. After we left the studio, like. Bitch, my blood was boiling.
I didn't understand why you kept pressing me about it either. I was like,
my blood was boiling. I guess we done said enough about it.
No, let's tell it on Patreon.
So, you want to say it on Patreon?
No, fuck it.
Well, listen on Patreon to understand how Weezy ain't shit and her assumptions had it all wrong.
No, your assumptions, bitch.
Your assumptions. You assumed I was buying a mic from the business.
Why would I assume you Ubered it?
I Ubered it to you for you to use.
Okay, we got to tell the story.
Yeah, okay, let me tell you.
No,
let me tell you.
No, because you're making me sound like a bad person.
Because I really thought you were an awful bitch. I was like, you don't understand. I don't even remember Benson. If you know, I walked out the studio. I don't even think I said bye to Benson.
Benson might not remember either.
First off,
because he didn't
also,
know.
The guest was right here and was like, hi, I'm going to leave now. Because he was sitting in the middle, but we were.
But I didn't. Bro, okay, wait. Let's talk about how it started.
Let me break it down. Let me do this.
No, I'm gonna do. But I'm gonna do something too.
No, let me do it.
Cause you making it sound like I'm a fucked up.
Let me do it.
Okay.
So y'all, during quarantine. Okay, this was in like April. This was right before
April. Yeah.
Don't cut me off. Let me tell the story.
Damn, while I'm in it.
I know, and you right here, but you gonna listen to this story. So during quarantine. We, of course, y'all know we were recording remotely, so y'all didn't have us in this beautiful studio.
That's
shout out, got some
so
studio.
Loudspeaker sent us some equipment.
So, anyways, we're recording remotely, okay? Literally, maybe an hour before we're recording with our guests, Weezy's like, oh my God, my mic is broken, the USB isn't working, da 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 da. And I'm like, bruh. We have the guests. Y'all know I just be easily annoyed because we got two people as the guests that day. I was just like, fuck, we're setting up audio with them because it's all remotely. It's a whole clusterfuck that day. So, mind you, everything is closed in New York. It's fucking New York.
Yeah, no, this was very, very quarantine.
You're not going to
Target, Best Buy,
you're not
nothing.
Going to Target. And mind you, Amazon, fuck you with Prime. You wasn't getting it in 2 days.
Right.
So, I'm like, well, Weezy, I have an extra mic. I'll Uber to you because Weezy lives in Brooklyn. Y'all know we don't drive. We live in New York. So I was like,
oh my God,
I'll
can't believe
Uber
that just came
you
out
this
of your mouth.
Mic so that you can use it. I have extra mics. It's fine. This was my third mic because, yes, LSN sent a mic. I already had a mic for ads that we were recording. So this was my third mic. I said, boom, I'll send you the mic. There was some confusion there.
No. Here, let me pick
was.
It up.
No, so, because this is where you made up a whole thing.
I didn't make
that
it up.
I felt like it was made up. I don't remember us discussing me
so
buying
anyway,
a mic.
So anyway, let me explain what happened. So Loudspeaker sent the mic to us, right? Now, the mic that Mandy sent me was the same mic, but it was an older version. So when she Ubered the mic, we used our business account to pay for the Uber, right? It was like $60 or whatever, and we had to hurry up. So I said, hey, I leave to Mexico in 2 days. What am I going to do?
I said, take
the mic.
She
was like, take the mic. I said, okay. Chris is actually going to have to send me a new mic. Why don't I send it to you instead? And then I said, I'll figure it out. I said, right. So get the, you said I'll figure it out. I was like, just get the new one because I'm going to be gone for a while. You said, okay. Now in this moment.
Me saying okay was probably me also just. Probably just dismissing you. Like, there's no need to go back
and forth. Well, that's also not fair, is it?
That's fine. It was probably just like, okay, girl.
I go to Mexico. Mind you, at this point in time, I thought Mandy used the business account to buy herself a new mic because I had her mic.
You were borrowing my mic. There was no need for me, in my eyes, to buy a new mic.
But I was
going to
be gone so long. So that's why I said just get a new one.
I had three mics. Wasn't nobody coming to my house. Bodie was going to use my mic.
Whatever, Mandy. I said buy the new mic because now yours is in my possession. It'd be so long. So just keep in mind, the entire time I'm in Mexico, I thought Mandy bought a new mic from the business.
And I didn't.
So while I'm in Mexico, the same issue from the same microphone, the port. This is an Audio Technica, by the way. There's a port issue that happens where it stops recognizing it in the computer.
I feel like just with Wheezy, though, because I ain't never had no issue with my Audio Technica mic.
So anyway, bitch.
But.
So. Yeah. The mic breaks. I'm in Tulum. I don't know what to do. We had a show that night. I have to drive for a few hours to go get a microphone. I tell Mandy the mic is broke, right? Now, if in fact I thought...
Mind you, she didn't tell me the mic was broke. She shares on...
Oh, that's right.
On
tell
horrible decisions that, oh my God, I just had to go get a mic. There was a whole episode, like a whole catch up on you trying to find a microphone in Mexico.
Right.
Fine.
So, if that in fact, I thought I had your mic and that you didn't have a new mic, I'd be like, damn, I got to get out a mic. So whatever. I come home. This is in June. I come home. We're talking September. Mandy sends me a text the day before the studio. She's like, hey, can you bring the mic to the studio? I'm like, okay. Now, for those of you who don't know how microphones work, you have a USB port where you can plug it into the computer. And then you have an XLR cable, which is a more reliable cable, and it plugs into like a Zoom. So I said...
Look, and business is laughing because now you... Like,
I said, Mandy must be wanting to use that broken mic in some kind of way.
Because I was like, Wheezy, can you bring my mic to me? Mind you, in my mind, this is because... Bitch, I know you done broke my mic and you ain't offer
but
to replace.
But mind you, at this point, I thought I owned the broken mic and Mandy bought a new one with business funds.
Which never did.
So, come to the studio, I hand it to her and I said, yo, you know this is broken, right? And she looks at me and goes, well, you're going to be buying another one.
I said, are you going to be giving me the money to replace
mind
it?
You,
I will send
I
you.
Thought-
I literally said... I could send you the receipt so you know how much it cost me, but are you at least going to replace it?
So
wait, real quick. No, because this is the best part. So she looks at me and she's like, replace it? She was like, it's Audio Technica. Go through the warranty. This is a response after, in my mind, I just let you borrow my property and you give it back to me broke. And instead of even offering to replace it, you say... Give you the money to replace it.
Get the warranty.
Get the warranty. It should have a warranty. I said, but I got it from Amazon. She was like, it's like 5 years. So then I look at her and I was like, so are you going to go through the warranty process? And she was like, why would I do that? I walked. I was done. And our camera.
Do you remember this message?
Do you remember this happening?
I honestly, you know what? I wondered why she was so annoyed.
When
I'm like, Mandy's being Mandy.
Hold on. Wait, because I have to read the email. Y'all,
so,
because this is how, mind you, I'm already like, bro, we just signed this iHeart deal. And she was, I've never been so fucking disrespected. I'm pissed because in my mind, it's universal. If you give something to someone to borrow, if you don't get it in the same way that you gave it back, that person needs
to
offer to
mind you guys, the only reason I'm talking to her like this is because now, at this point, I feel like the old broken mic is mine because I thought she bought a new one. So I'm
and
like,
I never bought
I'm like,
one.
Damn, so now I gotta replace the one that she gave me and she bought a new one? Why the fuck would I do it? You do the warranty. It ain't my shit and you took it? So,
can
I get home.
Real quick, so she get... I'm going to read it because...
Read
this
the
is,
email.
I don't know if y'all think this is petty, but this is how petty I operate. Because as you know, Wheezy and I don't have really any friendship. We have a relationship that is business that is growing. And we're trying to work together and learn each other more. Communication is really big with us right now. But at this point, bitch, I wanted to fight you. Because at this point, you gave me back my shit broken and then was like, bitch, get a warranty. Like, and I felt like, and I felt like she said it to me that way because we wasn't friends.
Because I felt like you were being ridiculous. Like, damn, you got a new, brand new one from the business account. And now you're going to take the one that
I
was keeping?
So y'all, this is how I wrote her. First off, subject, invoice payment request. I said, hi, Wheezy. find attached the invoice for the microphone purchase I made from Amazon in the amount, this is how petty it was too, of $68.59. I allowed usage of my personal equipment for the remote recordings of Horrible Decisions due to you not having the needed equipment to record during quarantine. I did not receive my equipment in the same condition in which you received it. Please let me know if you will personally be sending me the payment to replace my equipment. If you do not want to pay this out of your personal funds, please be aware that because this was used to complete the necessary functions of the business, I will be reimbursing myself the cost of this equipment within 24 hours from the business.
Why did you say within 24 hours? That was so over the top.
And I said, if you have an issue with this, please feel free to get the lawyer involved and we can handle this amicably.
So I'm
like, that's how, because I was just like, I have to talk business matters now because otherwise I'm just going to beat
mind you. Like, we gonna fight. I still don't understand that Mandy didn't buy another one. So I wrote her back like, LOL, the lawyer, like, okay, girl, whatever. Now she's real mad.
Oh, now I'm real pissed. Now I'm real pissed. And I was like,
why is she acting like
this? So hold on. Yeah, she did. Literally.
Oh, and then I said, I was like, I was even going to give you the one that Chris gave me.
So literally I go to even calling. I'm questioning her human decency at this point because I just thought you aren't giving me just the respect of what we know to be universal. Bitch, I gave you something. You broke it, gave it back, broken, you replace it. And I'm like, I don't even get the common courtesy of...
So Mandy wrote... let me just it. This is how I knew we were on the same page. Fight. She was like, you want to call yourself a good human? Are you kidding me? Da-da-da-da.
Oh, I was just saying...
So she's going off.
I know you like to think that you're a good human, but how you're treating me right now...
What the fuck is she talking about? So here's what I do, right? Mind you, the episode was with Bully and... No, not Bully and the Beast. Bully and... What was it? Bunny and...
Bully and Bunny.
Bully.
Shout out to it's an Aiden and Carmen.
I go back because I'm like, I know she brought a mic that day because that was the episode. I go look at the date of the episode. I go because we have a lot of transactions because I buy Patreon merch with our bank account. I go back. It's maybe 300 transactions.
There ain't nothing because I didn't.
The last one was Uber and then Patreon shit. I was like, oh my gosh, she never bought a mic.
I never bought a microphone.
Now I call Mandy, right? I could hear it in her voice. She doesn't answer the first time she calls me.
Because I was in the shower, but I was also prepping to be cordial at first.
Hello.
No, I said, what's up?
I said, Mandy.
That's how I answered it. What's up?
I want to start by saying, please let me speak because I really think that we got something confused. Mandy's quiet the entire time I'm talking. And she goes.
Which never happened.
Then she says, you know what? I really did not know. And I'm going to apologize because I fucking thought bitch, that I your was, motherfucking ass.
I was ready to fight. And honestly, that day was also a lot because I was going through not receiving my boxes from China. Like, the person that I bought my boxes for my subscription box, literally was like, I gave you estimate delivery, not exactly. I didn't promise this day. But mind you, I had already bought flights.
Bitch, estimate right, got a big range. And
especially now, well, because of COVID, I can't promise the date. Then on the same day, two girls that were supposed to join in Mexico. I'm a planner. And so I'm sitting here. Hey, do y'all want to swim with the turtles? I'm paying for the yacht. I'm paying for the villa. All they got to do is show up. And bitch, I'm starting. We in a group chat for Tulum and they ain't responding. So bitch, I was like, don't come to Tulum no more. Since y'all hoes don't want to respond to my group chat, cancel your flights, bitch. You're not going to... So I just felt disrespected the
are
whole day.
Are they still not
by
coming?
China, they didn't come.
Oh, my God.
I invited a whole new crew.
Oh, well.
I was just like, y'all can't come because I'm paying for everything. This is my 30th birthday.
And that was, by the way, the only conversation I've ever had with Mandy. Not even therapy have we both said sorry.
And I was like... Oh, because bitch was ready to fight.
Now all I could think
y'all of... Y'all ain't even know we was about to go back to a single episode. A bitch was pissed.
All I could think of is,
I was about to
why
go,
is she
I was about
acting
to
like this?
I ain't gonna hold you. I was ready to call my lawyer like, I know, can you read into that iHeart contract? Is we allowed to do solos? Because, listen, I know we got to get through this goddamn deal, but I can't be in the studio with her right now.
Then,
she
you,
wasn't a human being,
I'm
bitch.
Reading the email that Mandy wrote me. I'm like, why is she so dramatic every time? Anyway, y'all,
that was our
fucking drama.
That was the drama, but, bitch. And it got cleared up.
I gotta be honest. It was kind of funny because now that I remember my energy, like, what? I don't
bro, your energy was like, she was shitting on me. Odell Beckham style. Like, you literally, like, sat right here.
Odell Beckham style.
You sat right here, bitch. And I felt like You had diarrhea on me because the level of disrespect that day I felt from Weezy, I just hold you.
I felt like you were being ridiculous for like getting a new mic with Business Fund, an updated mic from what I thought. You got to use the one that I've been using for your own shit and I got to get the warranty.
Bruh, I was really like, okay, y'all.
Yeah. Vanilla shit for this week. I'm bringing this up because I cannot, and I'm being really serious, find a credible source for this. But there's a viral meme that was going around last month about a Florida man who shot a male doctor for making him come during a prostate exam. None of the websites...
He shot him twice, apparently.
Okay.
There was a
56-year-old man, there was a man, from Florida, shot this doctor twice in the chest, close range, for giving him an orgasm during prostate exam. Milo Johansson fled the state of Florida the day of the incident on August 22nd. Luckily, the doctor he shot survived the gunshot wounds and now fully recovered. He was a car salesman in Jacksonville that disappeared without a trace. He's a fugitive. Some people think he probably left the U.S., but he's been doing prostate exams for over 30 years, and the doctor says men come all the time, and it has nothing to do with sexuality.
Wait, so the doctor didn't die, or did the doctor die?
No, he's alive. The prostate is like a male G-spot. It carries semen. It's very sensitive, so when it's touched and massaged, you get an orgasm with almost no effort. It's only accessible through the anus, and it's not very comfortable for most men. I understand he was shocked about what happened to him, but an orgasm meant something sexual had taken place between us, and he became very aggressive, ordering me to apologize and say, "No, homie." No homie? No homo? I don't know. And I didn't even know what that means.
No homo, bro.
They didn't spell it right.
You don't know what no
homo? No, they didn't spell it right. Oh. So the doctor said he was trying his best to calm him down and let him know it was a normal thing. He pulled out a gun and shot him. Milo, please God, don't let him be black. But I recorded this thing from the Breakfast Club where I don't know when this was done in the Breakfast Club, but it was with Dr. Oz when they asked him about the prostate exam and about orgasms. Here's what Dr. Oz says.
The prostate has sensory fibers on it, so it does create orgasms, and some men enjoy that a lot, and it is something that is commonly reported. In fact, it sort of replaced the clitoris in females. That's where those nerves went. Mm-hmm. And there's a joke that which I can't...
Oh, fuck it. But anyway.
Send me that so I can insert it.
So, yeah, I mean, it's pretty normal. It happens. And I just find it insane that this nigga had to shoot somebody over it. A fucking doctor. Like, niggas are so... Wait,
did he come into the doctor's office with a gun? Did he leave and go get the gun?
Well, it's Florida. It's a carrying state.
It is a carrying state.
So that's probably... What is it? Open to carry? When I said I can't find a credible source, I'm not saying it's not real. It's just like there was no MSNBC. There's no CNN. It was all these like small sites. I really don't know. I hope it's a joke.
When I tell you everybody was sending that shit to me in my DM, on Instagram, on Twitter. And we was like, all right, y'all, we gonna talk about it. But of course, also, we're from Florida. So damn, can y'all stop making us? It's embarrassing at this point. You know what I mean? Shit.
All because of a booty hole. Well, our hors d'oeuvre for this week, I want to get to it quick because I love this week's topic. Sex games for the hors d'oeuvre, okay? So I've played some before. I've got it like sex stores. I wanted to name a few I found on Amazon. There's a sex stack. It's like a Jenga. And every time you pull a piece, it tells you to do something naughty.
Ooh, I got Jenga at the house. I got to get that sex
Jenga. Or you can write it on your own. You could write.
I like that.
You could write like
a permanent one.
You could just write lick, suck, fuck. I don't know.
Oh, me and my nigga play that. We gonna play that.
Jenga, that Jenga. You could do dice, where you roll the dice.
I have the sex dice.
I've seen those at a lot of places. And then there's different board games. There was like one like called Couplelicious and another one that was XXXopoly. I've never played them, but I just wanted to suggest some to y'all. We're bored at home still.
I was about to say, those are really good.
The Jenga one's my favorite.
Those are really good games that you can play right now. Yes, we outside, but a lot of people are still spending more time inside than they ever have before, just because there's still not as many options, just like you just said in the beginning.
Imagine if you pulled one out, right? And it was like, you pull it out and it's like, lick my asshole. Oh, wow. Come on, honey.
That's what I'm saying. I love it.
I'm here for it.
I'm going to put that on a Jenga piece.
Lick my asshole. You think it'll fit? You can put LMA. LMAO.
Here you go. All right.
I'm sorry. That was corny.
Can we get the...
All right. You guys, one of my favorite topics, because this is why we all the time believe how... niggas ain't shit. And I want to say that
I'm really actually perturbed that you chose this as a topic?
Well, I chose this topic because I realized this is how to help you cheat smarter and how to catch a nigga cheating.
I'm perturbed because we also say don't cheat.
Okay, well, so we won't encourage you to cheat. This is just a sign you should watch out for, ladies and gents, for cheating. Now, I've compiled a list that niggas have done to me and how I've found out that they were cheaters. Some of it does require going in their phone.
See, and but, you know I'm all against that shit.
But not all. Okay, so okay. Here's one. The calculator app. If there's ever an app on the phone that you see or the iPad or whatever, you can download this app to hide explicit photos. I don't use it anymore. However, the calculator app will hide pictures, screenshots, videos, whatever it may be. And when you go to this application, it looks like a calculator, but you have to type in a certain combo and maybe pound to get it to open to the photos.
It's crazy because this is actually one of those apps I saw recently for parents to be wary about if it's on your child's phone.
Wow.
Because this is where
the hoeing goes.
As children, you should.
For me, because I'm not worried about anyone going through my phone, but like if I want to show pictures of a trip or something, I hide my photos if they're nasty. So let me tell you guys how to do it. I'm going to go through the steps. You click on the picture, and if you have an iPhone, in the bottom left, do you use this?
No.
So in the bottom left corner, it looks like you're going to send it out and you click on it and instead you can click hide. Now, when you click hide, it won't show when you're scrolling through your feed. When you scroll up, you'll have videos, selfies, portrait, whatever. And all the way at the bottom by utilities, you'll see imports hidden. And that's where like the dick and pussy pics are.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, my shit. Now. They just going to see this dick and pussy.
Number two. Cheaters that are no amateur hour cheaters will use a different medium than text message to cheat. Mandy has mentioned Snapchat.
Snapchat is the way to go.
I don't know exactly. And I will tell you, I heard from a birdie that is me.
Just so you
that WhatsApp is the way to go. And let me tell
you why is WhatsApp the way to go?
So WhatsApp has a great archive feature. And basically, let me show you how it works. Not that I'm cheating. I want to say that, but I'm saying like I have. So basically what you do, let's say you go to WhatsApp, right? Because you can archive it. Here's how my WhatsApp chat looks. But if I go to archive chats, bam, four pop up.
But that's right in the, that's right at the top.
Archive. No, it's not. No? Because look, when you click on WhatsApp, sorry, let me click on it. You don't see any kind of archived. You have to pull down the chats.
The only archive to pop up. The only thing I'll say about that is be wary of your settings in WhatsApp because there is something to where if you're receiving photos in WhatsApp, they will automatically save to your iPhone camera roll. So if you are gonna download WhatsApp, make sure your settings are not grabbing those pictures from WhatsApp because it will literally save to your photo album. So I'll say if you are gonna cheat, that's a thing to be wary of.
When looking or like thinking that it's going to be the text messages, not always. All right, y'all, it's WhatsApp, it's Facebook Messenger, it's Instagram DMs, all of that. Now, how do you know if someone's cheating and a name pops up and you feel like they're being weird with their phone, but you're not really sure?
Pizza Hut. Don't be adding Pizza Hut in Chinese restaurant. We not go. I don't know why people.
Well, let me tell you how I fucked a nigga that was trifling as fuck. He was dating a girl. I don't want to say her name. Her name was Natalia. I won't say her last name. He kept it the same. But he had her name in his phone as Nate and then the last name.
Oh.
So he was always texting Nate and I didn't know who Nate was. So
I mean, I made nicknames for all my niggas.
Not nicknames. I'm talking about like literally like.
Maybe that was her nickname.
Or I cheated. I mean, I cheated. I had a nigga cheating on me who had his best friend's name was Bryant. And he put Bryant with two T's. And then I only knew that it was like he was cheating with that Bryant because one day I think what happened? He was texting Bryant and I looked and it was like hard eyes or something. I was like, nigga, that ain't motherfucking Bryant. Who the fuck you talking to? And that's how I found out he was cheating.
Okay.
So he changed it with two T's. So watch out for that shit. Another one is the behavior with the phone.
That's this is the number one. If you with a nigga and his phone is face down or a bitch. Because
I don't think about it.
We, you know, let's not be...
Oh, I've cheated.
Everyone that listens to us isn't hetero cis. But yeah, like if your partner that you with and you notice when y'all are around, their phone is down. Or this is another one. In bed, because you know, clearly with my niggas sometimes, you in bed and for whatever reason, they angle their phone away so that you can't see it instead of just being like this. They like lean like that. It's just the lean.
Let me tell you something. Obey is such a deep-rooted hoe that he doesn't even notice
that he's doing that those things.
Right. Like, he was texting, I think it was his mom. We were asking her about something. And this nigga was turning his phone. I'm like, why are you doing that? And he's like, doing what? I was like, aren't you texting your mother? And he's like, yeah. And he shows me the phone. I'm like, why are you hiding it? And he's like, oh, I don't know. I was like, yo, this is how nature. Much of a hoe you are.
Nature.
It's a fucking habit.
Yeah.
Dog, I cannot stress to y'all how when you have been fucking around for that long, you don't even know the shit you're
doing.
Your
behavior, especially with your phone.
He told me one time, like, he's like, it's almost weird to like tell you things and be open about like if fucking a bitch or doing whatever. He was like, because I don't know when you're going to turn
now,
on me.
Let me ask you, because I'm curious, because I mean, I do it, but this isn't the first time I've had a partner do it. So like, when my nigga comes over, it don't matter what room my phone is in. I just don't even care about my phone when he's around. But I've noticed the last few times he spent the night, his phone will stay in the living room. So he doesn't even bring his phone to the room with us. So when we wake up, he's asking me what time it is and stuff like that because his phone is not even in the room.
Is he charging it in the living room?
No, it's just in the living room.
Huh.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know
but
either.
That's different. I'm just like...
Because it could be taken two ways, right?
It could. That's why
he's giving you respect or he's a fucking hoe.
I know.
Are his text previews on?
I don't be looking.
No, but when it goes off, does it...
I don't... That ain't my phone. I ain't looking.
Oh, well, you really ain't had a nigga because when you've been cheated on, you
yeah,
be like, yo, my eyes have hurt before from how hard
you,
I look.
I don't... Like, and it's funny because the only thing I look over at is when we in the car and I see that nigga... Gaslight on, I'd be like, I ain't pushing your car.
Right.
That's and he even be like, hey, you don't need to be over here on his dashboard. I know what's going on. So other than that, I don't look at his phone.
I mean, well, that's good because you have trust there, but I don't know. I wouldn't think put the charger by bed and be like, oh babe, I put a charger on your side and just see if he
it
still.
Is. It's already there.
Oh, well, I don't know.
Me neither. All right, what's the next
one? So, the next one, this is a ultimate, like, you gotta, if you don't know that nigga's password and you really trying to figure the shit out, here's what you do.
This is a good one.
When you get an Uber, the next time you're with him, Uber, Lyft, whatever, go through the history while you're trying to type it in.
I really also hate that we're doing this right now. Because you are telling bitches how to snoop for they cheating ass, ain't good ass, shit ass niggas. And I feel like... You know when your nigga ain't shit, so why even look for it, bro? You know
because
your nigga ain't shit.
Because a lot of people, like, won't fucking leave they nigga. They need, like, they need that hardcore
evidence.
But
even when they have the hardcore evidence, them hoes be saying.
Listen, I'm not saying that, like, I'm trying. This is the episode, bitch. Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
So, but this is what you do. Basically, the next time you get an Uber, when you call in an Uber, be like, let me see how long it's taking. Where the fuck, what's up with this nigga? Da-da-da-da. Or you could say some shit, like make a joke on the couch and be like, all right, let's see who got a higher Uber rating history. And if you think he wasn't somewhere where he was supposed to be last night, bitch, while you're checking the fucking shit, you check the Uber history. And
I feel like
you,
this only applies to like New York people because everywhere else people got cars.
That's a good point. But a lot of listeners in New York, so this is what you do, okay. Ho. So basically, you won't really know until you click, so it'll be a few clicks and you gotta be fast. You know what I'm saying? But
you gotta look at the receipts.
But you're gonna be seeing 2 a.m., 5 a.m. or something like that. But they always gonna tell, ho. So, if you are cheating, that is something to look out for, too. Now, the hidden photo option I told you about. Now, I love this one because my nigga checked me and I was like, what the fuck is he talking about? Like, why would this even matter? But.
Yeah, I don't know what this means.
My Netflix, I share. Where were we? I don't know where we were. We were somewhere together. And he was like, when the fuck were you watching a Stephon Mulberry doc? And I was like.
What's his name?
Stephon? What's his name?
No, you were close. I thought the first time you said it didn't sound right.
Oh, because I don't know his name.
Oh, Stephon Marbury.
I'm like.
Starbury.
When was I watching it? I was like, who? He was like, so how, when the fuck?
A kid from Coney Island.
Bet. So, I cannot understand for the life of me what he's talking about. And he was like, yo, what nigga is on your shit then? Unless you was watching this shit with a nigga. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. I left my Netflix up in a hotel room when I was in LA. Don't you know this nigga thought I asked?
That's crazy.
This is a year ago, too.
No,
not a year ago. And I'm sorry, not a year ago.
It had to be a couple months ago.
Not what I'm saying. This was a year ago that I had also left my, that was the story I wanted to tell. So a year ago, I had left my Netflix on.
Do they not log you out of those?
I guess some they don't, some they do. Maybe it was an Airbnb, but a year ago at an Airbnb, I remember leaving my shit on too. And I was like, how did this pop up? So when the doc came on, I'm laughing. I'm like, yo, I was with you. What you talking
That's
about?
That's so funny that he just, mind you, you watch documentaries, but he just know you have no interest in a kid from Coney Island.
He right, because I was.
It's actually a really good doc.
Well.
Like, if you guys are looking for something to see, it's been out for quite some time now, but it's a kid from Coney Island on Netflix, and it's, yeah, about
Mind
Stephon
you, we both doing the Diddy look.
It's
like,
really good. It's really good.
He's like, so, nigga got your password, or nigga was laid up? I was like,
it's so
I
funny,
because
look at the difference in also just relationships. Like, I argue with my nigga that he watched it before without me. I was like, nigga, I told you I wanted to watch that shit.
That Jordan
you
shit was
without
good.
Me?
The Jordan shit was good.
That was already on before we started dating.
But, so the deleted messages, no thread. Let me explain something to you, okay? If a nigga says, go look through my phone then, he deleted it already, bitch. So.
Wait. Or maybe he just wasn't having the conversation.
He lied. So, if you know there's someone that he used to talk to, and the thread is just like two messages in, they've been talking about some shit. And I'm going to tell you how. Because Beard Bay hit me the other day. And me and him super fucking chill. You know what I'm saying? Like, I be on the phone with him in front of my nigga. I don't give a fuck. Whatever. Like, he's chill. Like, to me, like, that's just the openness I wanted to have.
Lord.
But he sent me a little text that was a little something, right? After some picture I posted. And I was like, let me delete this shit just in case. And then I was like, yo, that wasn't right. I shouldn't have deleted it because now I have no thread. And mind you, I have never been to the point where my man has never looked through my phone, vice versa. We've never done that.
Well, then let me help y'all with that.
But if I realize how suspect I look.
But also, if you are having mostly regular conversations and then you do say something that's inappropriate.
Just delete that little bubble.
Just delete the little bubble. But not the whole thread. Just delete the little bubble.
Okay, well, it was real risque. It was like, you know. Okay. So anyway. Now, this one is a great one because niggas fuck up. I'm sorry that a lot of this isn't about women because we're just better at cheating. So, the condom stash.
The condom stash, bitch.
Now.
Which, mind you, I done been caught up with that.
I'm sure.
Niggas knew I was fucking other niggas because my condom stash was getting smaller and we ain't been fucking that much.
Let me tell y'all something. This is from, what guy was I fucking? It was someone that I could question. I want to say it was Loverboy. And I would wear his boxers or his clothes and he would keep condoms in there. And I remember he had, because I'm a crazy bitch, I counted them. 7 condoms. 7 Magnums.
You counted them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because we ain't use them. So I guess they just sitting here.
But he had brothers. Maybe his friends used them.
Oh, don't you know he said that shit?
Because, yes. Niggas ain't shit. But also niggas be giving they boys condoms.
Well. I came home and 2 condoms was missing. And I was like, oh,
I gave them to my boy. And he had some bitches over the other night.
So then I said, I bring it out. And he's like, what? You want to use one now? I'm like, no. What I want to know is why the fuck you're missing 2. He's like, yo, I gave it to my brother. I'm like, you didn't give it to your brother. Why would you give him just 2? No.
Because
I said, you used 2 in your house.
No.
You would give him 3. And no.
Who gives someone 3 when most niggas can't even
go
20?
Turns out the nigga was lying.
Well, anyway, this last one.
So you have to replenish.
Now I'm going
to
tell you this last one, I hate. As if I didn't. Hold on, real quick. For y'all
but
watching,
this is if you expect it.
But as if I didn't hate this whole list already, this is the worst one because this is the one where I think bitches drive themselves crazy. And I've been this person, bro.
No.
Okay. Go ahead. Tell the last one. This is the last way you know your nigga cheating.
Now, I want to just explain to you. This is if the time frame is a little too early than normal and you're already feeling something sus. Oh, my bad. I ain't have my phone on me. Oh, my bad. I forgot to text you. Oh, I fell asleep early. Bitch. Nick, he lying.
Nigga, so people can't fall asleep early?
If I fall asleep at 9:30, I'm fucking someone else. Period. Every time.
Maybe you had a long day.
No.
You don't believe people just fall asleep early, bro?
Okay, let me tell you how I used to cheat.
Jesus Christ.
I used to fuck this nigga, and he used to only, and this is when I lived in Orlando and I was cheating. He used to only come over at night. And I was like, oh, I just got back from, because I worked in a retail store. So I would just tell him that the store closed late. That's why I would meet him late. So my dude, I would literally talk to him on FaceTime and be like, oh my God, I'm so tired, baby. And I would get in the bed and everything. And I remember one day he was like, you have makeup on? And I was like, I just can't even take it off. That's how tired I am, baby. And I was a fucking lying whore.
So the fact that you was a cheating lying whore is why you just can't even let a man fall asleep early.
I only cheat when
So here, for the fellas listening,
I've cheated.
If you're
back.
Accused of these regular basic ass things, I think you should turn it on. Whoever you're dealing with is doing it back. That's why. I feel like there is a guilty conscience in cheating. And when you know you're doing stuff wrong, like acting like you're going to sleep early, that's why you now can't let your nigga fall asleep early.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm talking about cheating like, because I've cheated before. That's how I know it.
But haven't you, can I ask you, have you fell asleep early before without cheating?
Yeah, and I normally like text that nigga at 1 or 2 a.m. Like, damn, babe, I fell asleep.
But not everyone wakes up in the middle of the night.
Have I fell asleep that early? No. Not like... I've said a good night.
Especially if I had ate an edible, bitch, I couldn't be... If the phone was on the other side of the bed and a bitch was high...
I have yet to have a night with my nigga where I don't hear from him at night or vice versa. Absolutely not.
I ain't gonna hold you. He don't question me, but depending on if I just want... Like, when I get home, if I've had a long day and I've been on my computer and I've been working or I've been in the studio with you or any of my other projects, once I get in my mind, okay, I'm about to binge watch my shows, I'll be telling that nigga good night at 8:30. I'm not going to sleep, but I tell him at night, okay, babe, well, good night. I'll hit you in the morning at 8:30. And that's like, we've normalized that now.
Okay.
So is that a bad thing to do? Is it bad to normalize saying good night at 8:30?
I'm talking about if something's out of character here. So this is something you guys already do.
So is it bad that I already set that up?
No, I'm just saying, I'm saying if somebody's doing something out of character and if suddenly they're falling asleep early or whatever. Also, alibis are a big fucking thing. You know what I'm saying?
Netflix about to be my alibi.
No, because you could set up like your alibi. Like you could say something like, oh, I've got a really long day. Like they'll try. You know what I'm saying? Oh, my bad. I had so much work. Like niggas should be lying. And I know because I was niggas. And honestly, it really sucks because if you have somebody that you're with that you can't be open with, but you know you need to cheat or you can't get yourself out of cheating, that's what happened to me. Like, I was in love with a nigga that I felt like he went through too many phases. It was a Jesus dude. He went through too many phases of not being able to match my lifestyle. I was 24 at the time. I wanted to party and be out late and do shit. And he would do it, but then he wouldn't. And then, like, sometimes he'd be judgy with me for it. So I just wanted to be around other guys. Sometimes I wouldn't even fuck, but I was just being a little thought. And I think that the way that I was acting was super obvious to where he'd ask me.
So let me ask you this. A lot of us know up front if the person we are pursuing, want to be with, early on dating, or currently in a new relationship with, we know if either they have a cheating past or if they have questionable behaviors where you know they a hoe. I just want to know why then you care to go through. Like, to me, if you know you with a cheater, and I said this on the Woman to Woman episode on Patreon. I knew the nigga that I was fucking with and that I was in love with and that I wanted to be with was a hoe-ass nigga. So the fact that there were other women involved, me knowing that this was the type of nigga he was, I was just accepting.
Accepting and monogamy is a difference.
Yeah, but to me, it's the Cardi B thing. Cardi B, Offset was cheating on you before you guys got married. So the fact that now you file for divorce because this person could not be monogamous.
I'm not mad at her for that, though.
But that's what I'm saying. To me, it doesn't make sense.
Because we don't have children, so we can't speak from that perspective.
But it's beyond that.
It's not, Mandy.
No, because just like, no.
That is something that ties you for life.
It don't matter if it ties you for life. If you a cheating nigga, you gonna be a cheating nigga. The same way, if you're tied to someone for life, doesn't mean that it's going to keep that man in your life.
I'm not saying that either, but
it's not gonna change.
I'm not
gonna. If he's a cheating ass nigga, whether you got a ring or a baby, it's not going to necessarily be the reason why that person changes from being a cheater.
I don't think that it is, but I'm saying that if someone cheated and you chose to forgive them, and it's not like she just chose to forgive like just a whatever boyfriend, like she just had a baby with that person. I think that you could at least give somebody that much credit to be like, it's not that easy. Like you're tied for life in the sense of like you went through a huge milestone with a person that fucked up and you want to choose to let it go and give them another chance, fine. She gave gave him another chance and he lied, and at least she divorced him. She could be the bitch that we laugh at who stuck with a nigga, but she did what bitches say they would do.
Literally, even when she first started dating him, he was being claimed, but I think at the time he was dating, I don't know, Alexis Sky or one of the other. He had another girlfriend that apparently he was then cheating with. Like, to me, I'm just going to say, I feel like you know the type of nigga you with. Up front, a lot of us know when you say it all the time. I know my nigga, a whole ass nigga. Okay. Like,
I don't take him for a liar.
Which is fine, but I just feel like you want a man to accept you for who you are and your checkered past and who you are. To me, there is still just like,
but
to believe that you know the person you are getting with.
I think the difference with this is that we don't know the boundaries that they had set in their relationship. Cardi B seems like a cool chick. Maybe she was like, hey, you could fuck around, but don't let it be this bitch. That could have been a thing, too.
I said that even in my tweets when it first came out. I was like, listen, he either got another bitch pregnant or he decided to fuck around on a bitch that Cardi told. That's why
I think cheating is too minimal for what they have going on. Like, for myself, when I make the joke that I have a hoe-ass nigga, joke in seriousness, like, he's been around the block, he's older, he's lived a life, and he's a New Yorker, like, he's lived here, been here, a bunch of his bitches is here, like, I don't expect to be his last lover, which is fine, but I also know that my boundary is lies, and I haven't been lied to yet, knock on wood, I don't know if this is real wood, but all I'm saying is, for me, if I found out
real quick, too, because I don't know what this looked like on camera. Bodie fucked me up this morning. So I'm like,
because you lying. He was like, bitch, you said I was going to have a catnip.
It's just he just hopped on my face.
No, I saw it. It looked crazy.
Yeah, it just looked crazy. I beat his ass. I'm like, nigga, this was a real scratch.
Declaw that motherfucker.
You can in New York.
Oh, I didn't know it was animal cruelty. It is. My bad. I'm sorry.
Pete about to come cancel now.
I think that lying is the main thing. And so to me, if you, and to catch a cheater and all these things and how to cheat correctly, this is for someone that you necessarily can't prove, but if you know for a fact, because if you go looking and you find out and you won't leave them, that's even worse. Bitch, and let me give y'all this advice right now.
If you care if he cheat and you find out that he cheating, leave him. Because I'll say
it. Because if you bring it up and stay with him, never credible.
Which to me, I'm not going to lie. That's why when I was bringing up the Cardi thing, to me, a man will only do what he knows he can get away with and what you allow him to do. So if he's cheated multiple times before
and you
forgave him and stayed, he may at this point think,
that's why I fuck with Cardi so hard, my nigga. I know.
I love that she divorced that nigga.
Me too.
I do.
And I liked them together.
But what I'm saying is, if it was because of cheating, to me, like, it goes back to what I just said.
And maybe it wasn't. Maybe he wasn't a good enough partner. Like, we don't know. Maybe.
We don't.
But with the guess that it was cheating, I'm just saying, like, I would assume he violated a boundary. I really don't think it could have just been some random bitch. I think she was like, look, you've embarrassed me by doing this.
To me,
so don't do this. DM thing. Remember that DM thing came out? I don't know if that was real, but if you're famous, if you won't move around
not
in a way.
Not only that, my nigga, we've been in quarantine. It's a pandemic, and a pandemic can't keep you faithful to me. Shit. Then nothing can. If a pandemic can't keep you.
To be fair, the pandemic has made me realize I want to MMA. Like, this being locked up makes me wild.
You've been wild, bitch. You've been wild.
And I'm not being like a secretive wild bitch. You know what I'm saying? I'm just like, I want to
do it. Well, yeah, because the world was about to end and you realize there's some shit that you want to do before the world ends.
Yeah, I want
to. Here you go. Anyways, guys, we're going to get into our home mail before we get up on out of here. So the home mail, this one comes from a patron. Once again, shout out to our Patreon community. They roll and ride for us hard as fuck. Anyways,
they roll.
This one did it really quickly. So shout out to Ness Nasty. Hey, y'all. So I'll get straight to it. I'm from Ohio and I'm 25. I really just want to explore my sexuality and experience new things. For example, a sex party. My problem is, one, I don't have anybody in my life that's like-minded, so if I do this, I'll be doing it alone. I don't mind it, but safety-wise, it makes me nervous. My other problem is I don't know how to even look for parties like that without being part of a crowd like that. Honestly, any advice would help. What should I do? Signed, Ness Nasty. P.S. Y'all really out here doing the damn thing. Weezy, you've been my girl crush from day one.
Well, I'm not taking you, but I'm just playing. You go ahead, because you go to all the parties.
Yeah, I do. I like sex parties. It's crazy because so many people...
Did she say where she lives?
Ohio. And that's the thing. So many people have been in my DMs and stuff lately, literally like, hey, I want to go to a sex party and I'm in this state. Can you help me? I like to
people
me.
People write us with that shit. And it's so
and I'm
weird.
Just like, my nigga.
But I appreciate you formulating it in a nice message.
I mean, I just don't respond.
And you're cute too.
Like, y'all really just think I just know every sex party up and down the US of A. Here's the thing, y'all. Sex parties work the same way Google worked with everything else.
Really?
You can Google sex parties in your area. Absolutely.
Let's try it.
Let's look up Ohio because we're going to help you right now.
Sex party are Ohio.
Well, Ohio's a whole fucking state. We didn't even get a city.
I know, but I don't know if it's Columbus, Cincinnati, Cleveland, CCC.
Here goes one. Right? Ohio Swings.
Oh, Yelp has it.
As soon as you get, literally, as soon as you, the same way we talked to Zach and he said that there's Google reviews on a fucking cruising dock.
Some of these
so
are,
I put in sex parties in Ohio. Well, this one right here. The Ohio Ooh. Swings is a house party that caters to couples and singles 21 and over who want to explore their sexual limits. There's no pressure at these laid back parties. There's also on groupfun.com. If you want to go, you can actually put in your state or city. Search for the best Ohio sex clubs now on Group Fun.
If you want to go on Yelp, I found one called The Chamber. I don't know what city this is in. I can't. Oh, Columbus. The Chamber. I guess they're fucking freaks in Columbus. Another one that comes up is...
See, look, but it's this simple. It's this simple. Google it, bitch. Like, I know, and of course, we've also said the apps. So even though you're not in the circle.
I feel so bad. You're because, like.
No, it's literally that simple. Like, don't DM me. I'm not Google. Bitch, and I just saw that goddamn social media doc on Netflix that got me all crazy and wild. So just so you know, too. Once you start searching this type of shit, you'll probably start seeing ads on your Instagram.
By the way, shout out to my friend Christopher, who I've asked basic questions to. And there's a website that he'll send me called Let Me Google That For You. And when you click on it, it literally routes you to your question. It'll type in the question for
question
you.
Question for you.
He's
so,
an asshole.
So literally there is Google and there's tons of websites. So guys, if y'all are looking for swingers clubs, if you're looking for sex parties, that's where you can go. Also, go to FetLife. It's an app. It's a site. Also, My Wild Lifestyle. These are apps where even if you don't know personal people, you can get on these apps and start meeting people that are into certain kinks. Of course, if you go to FetLife, maybe look for swingers, threesomes, those type of kinks, because they will be able to direct you to local sex parties
and sluts.
Kink parties. Yeah. Like it's literally Google it. It's that simple. That's how the fuck I found out about the one I got.
Do your Googleables, okay?
Literally, Google it.
I really didn't know you could look at
it. You didn't know you could Google it? Look, you learning shit too. Literally Google it. So whatever city you're in,
type in
sex parties in, put your city. And it'll pop up. You'll get the options. I will say a lot of them will not have the address posted. So it is something where you'll either have to join a mailing list or you will have to email pictures sometimes if it's a members only type of club. So you won't find the address until you become a part of their network, but you can Google it, see reviews and all of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, before we get up out of here, thank you guys for tuning in. Also, a lot of you guys don't know, because I know you guys are seeing our clips. We are on YouTube. Go subscribe. Go to youtube.com, type in Horrible Decisions Podcast, and we are up there. You guys can watch us every week. You guys will see a little change in the studio. The studio we're at now is Gotham Studio. So if you're in New York and you're ready to stop doing fucking Zoom, because I hate it, and everyone's audio is not the same, get back into the studio. It's sanitized. We've been in here for quite a few weeks now. Check it out. But also, we got other stuff going on as well. If you guys are all caught up with Horrible Decisions on the regular feed, you know, Patreon, we have over 80 episodes over there for y'all to tune in.
So much fun. And this month we did Tickled for our cinema.
You know what I mean?
Save.
Possibly. Maybe. I got to find it.
We're fucking doing it, bitch.
Okay. Well, there's cinema. we do monthly town halls. So even though we're not doing the live shows, this is where we...
So if you're one of those people who are like so tired of our shit, you could jump in the town hall and
tell us, because they don't let me know. They was fed up with me having a boyfriend. So
what else have they got on us about in the town hall? It's so much fun. Everybody gets their drinks together. People wear slutty outfits.
They do. They be there with their boyfriends or couple, their lovers or whatever.
It's the same nigga every time whose wife is pregnant and he has a beard. And we be like, damn, what's up with you? And then she be popping out of nowhere.
Really?
Who is that?
I don't know.
I think they're in the Virgin Islands or something.
I can't remember his name.
Let's see.
I want to say they're in maybe Ohio. There's an Ohio couple that be on.
You're talking about the dude that works at Mocha Fest and his wife came.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Maybe,
not
maybe,
them.
Maybe,
it's someone maybe. Else. Who is it? I don't know. It'd be some hoes. It's some cute niggas, too.
There, we do have some cute guys on our
at work every time. There's a girl who works at the liquor store that be propping her phone up while
she literally, y'all.
Brings up
customers. Y'all, we do the town hall once a month, and we normally do it at night, like around 8:30, so we can get West Coast and East Coast in there.
That's right.
And, bitch, there is a bitch who literally be... whole liquor, she be at the register ringing up people with her liquor while we doing a whole episode. Mm-hmm.
And sometimes she'll look down and give us like a little laugh.
I love it. I love it. But yeah, so join in on there. And y'all, if y'all again are all caught up, every Monday I'm releasing new episodes of Period Sis. They're only 30 minute episodes, sometimes 35, 40, but they're very short, very concise. And it's pretty much, again, just tales of womanhood, different journeys. Oh my God, this month, what do I have? I have yeast infections. I have...
fun.
Yeah, no shit. I have yeast infections. I have periods. I don't know. Fibroids.
Now you got me trying to think.
Yeah, this month is a lot of wild shit.
Okay, wait. I'm trying to think. For, oh, for fact's sake, I've got Black inventors, colleges. I think we do the stock market. And we did like supernatural haunted places, which... I never.
Bitch, I've been watching Lovecraft Country. That shit be scaring me.
Is it good?
It scares you. I'm not wearing it. No, but it's so good.
The first 5 minutes were weird, so I didn't put it back on.
So me and my nigga watching that. And then he left and rewatched it and was like, babe, this show is so good. Like, it's our show that we wait to watch together.
Is it? Oh.
All right. Y'all, thank y'all for tuning in to yet another episode of Horrible Decisions.
Bye.
Bye.
Speaking of some sex. Said, I want to talk to you guys about quickly Amy Coney Barnett, whatever the fuck the hell name is. It's really Barnett, but I'm just annoyed about it. I'm going to read a little bit about her in hopes that it'll sway some of you who haven't voted to make a voting plan. So you saw her name. You probably know she's a conservative. She's a new Supreme Court judge. She's 48. She has 7 kids. Some good thing about her is that, she's a mom of 7, including a kid with Down syndrome. I think the reason that's super important is because I'm hoping that having a child with special needs will help her push forward healthcare a little bit. However, that's not necessarily the case because she's pushing towards a bill that would have millions, I believe it's 11 million people lose healthcare. I honestly thought that the kids would help us out, but it doesn't. Another thing about her is she's willing to go the extra mile as far as it goes with letting the states decide if abortion will be legal or not. The reason that's an issue is because with Ruth, she believed it was something that was nationwide, Roe versus Wade, right? And that can absolutely be overturned. Every time we hear Trump talk about women reproductive rights, he'll say like, oh, you know, it'd be very hard to get that done. But the issue is that if he's elected again, you now have the Supreme Court judge who's on his side, as well as the House being read. So I just want you guys to all understand that when you have someone that's at the top of the chain, that's like that, that makes final decisions, it's very, very difficult to then even get what we want. So voting is super important. I don't even know if I have a lot of faith. I've been super disappointed with a lot of the things I see from rappers. And even I've even voiced my opinions about Charlamagne talking about how Black people got to protest their vote. I don't like talk like that. I think it's absolutely asinine. And the lesser of the two evils conversation, I think we need to keep having, because at the end of the day, they're always going to be an asshole. But we have to make sure that we're being selfish with our vote, you know, and healthcare is super important. I mean, we're the only developed nation that can't have affordable healthcare. It's fucking insane. So I just want you guys to, if you don't think of yourself, think of me, think of anybody. Mandy and I have both talked about systems we've used, whether it be Medicare, whether it be unemployment in our lives or food stamps or anything. And this can all be affected just based on if you guys go to a poll. So I'm done. And yeah, Mandy, are you gonna... do you have any voting comments or anything?
Just go out and vote. I mean, I'm going to vote early. I'll probably be voting maybe Thursday after I go get retested. There's a early voting center in walking distance from my house. So I'm hoping, since it starts at 7, if I get there like at 6:45, I ain't got to wait in no line, because I don't think people really wake up that early in the Bronx. But I mean, I'm going to vote early. I mean, it's kind of been something that's been, you know, iterated on probably all of the platforms that you guys have been listening to over the last couple months. Definitely just voting is, again, it's important. I didn't vote in the last election, but I will say this was even my first time even voting locally. And I think I talked about that. So that's just how important we see that we need to have certain changes made around here. And I think that we are given the choice of voting in a democracy, despite whether or not we believe our vote matters. I still think it's important for sure to get up and go, you know, just get up and get out there.
Yeah. I was going to say voting's the reason I'm coming back, really, mainly just in this particular time. Like, I had some work to do, but yeah, I hope you guys do. I was supposed to be working the polls in the Lower East Side, but it turns out there was an orientation I missed. So I don't know if them niggas going to let me have it, but it's cool. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be out there trying to sway niggas anyway.